Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. If you've ever been part of an organization of any kind, including a church, you will know exactly what is meant by rumblings of discontent. They're an exhausting but inevitable part of human life. On this occasion, the problem was a practical one, but it was clearly causing great unhappiness. The church in Jerusalem was composed of Jews from different backgrounds. Some of them had always lived in the Jerusalem area, and they spoke Hebrew or Aramaic. But there were others who were from neighboring countries, and they largely spoke Greek. Some of the latter had come to live in Jerusalem towards the end of their lives, and they were far from their families, and so they were particularly vulnerable. The response of the apostles gives us a good model as to how to handle rumblings of discontent. Firstly, they acted quickly. So often people live with the hope that if they ignore a problem, it'll go away. This very rarely happens. The action they took was to appoint 7 people to oversee the distribution of the food to ensure that fairness prevailed. This then released the apostles to get on with their central work of prayer and preaching. It interests me that the qualifications for performing this practical task were that the selected people should be full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit. This is a helpful reminder that every role in the life of a church is spiritual. I sometimes hear people talking about the different jobs that need doing as if some are spiritual and others are not. It is not so. Every role needs wisdom and the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a question. Why is it so crucial that church work should be done by people who are full of wisdom and the Holy Spirit? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, help us to be wise in responding to rumblings of discontent. Fill us with your Spirit as we serve you. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.